Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 74. The Confession of One of Our Wards. One day, I felt driven to take steps to see to it that the Feast of Mercy be instituted and the image of the merciful Jesus be painted, and I could find no peace. Something was pervading my whole being, and yet I feared being deluded. However, these doubts always came from outside, because in the depths of my soul I felt it was the Lord who was penetrating my being. The priest, to whom I was going to confession at that time, told me that one can often have illusions, and I felt that he was somewhat afraid to hear my confession. This was a torture for me. Seeing that I was getting very little help from people, I turned all the more to Jesus, the best of all teachers. At one time, when I was filled with doubts as to whether the voice I heard came from the Lord or not, I began to speak to Jesus interiorly without forming any words. Suddenly, an inner force took hold of me, and I said, "If you who commune with me and talk to me are truly my God, I beg you, O Lord, to make this ward go this very day to confession. This sign will give me reassurance." And at that very moment, the girl asked to go to confession. The mother in charge of the class was surprised at this sudden change in her, but she undertook to call a priest immediately, and this person made her confession with great compunction. At that same time, I heard a voice within me say, "Do you believe me now?" And once again, a strange power pervaded my soul, strengthening and reassuring me to such a degree that I myself was surprised that I had allowed myself to doubt even for a moment. But these doubts always come from without, a fact which inclined me to close myself up more and more within myself. When, during confession, I sensed uncertainty on the part of the priest, I do not open my soul to its depths, but only accuse myself of my sins. A priest who is not at peace with himself will not be able to inspire peace in another soul. O priests, you bright candles enlightening human souls, let your brightness never be dimmed. I understood that at that time it was not God's will that I uncover my soul completely. Later on, God did give me this grace. O my Jesus, direct my mind, take possession of my whole being, enclose me in the depths of your heart, and protect me against the assaults of the enemy. My only hope is in you. Speak through my mouth when I, wretchedness itself, find myself with the mighty and wise, so that they will know that this undertaking is yours and comes from you. Understandably, St. Faustina struggled with doubts. Were all these graces and messages coming from Jesus, or were they an illusion or a temptation from the evil one? Jesus reassures her. And then one day, by granting the grace of conversion immediately to one of the students, he shows that it really is him. It's very striking, like what happened to St. Paul on the road to Damascus. Usually conversion takes longer. It is good to discern. But after clear signs from the Lord, it is time to trust and to move forward. Another great problem that St. Faustina faced was a lack of good confessors and spiritual directors at times during her life. We priests have an obligation to hear confessions, to make ourselves available for confessions, and to seek to grow in our own spiritual lives so that we will understand what God is doing in the spiritual lives of others. Please pray for your priests. We need your prayers and your spiritual support. We don't want to be like sheep without shepherds. At the end of this passage, St. Faustina writes a beautiful prayer asking Jesus for his protection. She asks for divine inspiration so that when she speaks, others will see that what she has been undertaking comes from Jesus. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.